cattle futures extended gains once again on Tuesday. Agricultural producer sentiment rose last month, according to the latest Ag Economy Barometer. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 7th of September. Stronger recent wholesale beef prices helped lift cattle futures Tuesday. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.05 higher through Tuesday afternoon at $260.47 hundredweight. Select was 72 cents higher at $239.30. Live cattle futures closed an average of 79 cents higher, from 50 cents higher at the front to $1.37 higher at the back. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 56 cents higher, from 30 cents higher at the back to $1.15 higher. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive on very light demand to a standstill through Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were $140 to $141 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains, and they were $143 to $145 in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $228 to $232. The five area direct weighted average steer price last week was $1.91 lower on a live basis at $142.88. The average steer price in the beef was $4.10 lower at $228.78. Corn futures gained on Tuesday, mostly 8 to 11 cents, perhaps with some positioning ahead of next Monday's crop production report, which could include changes to expected yield. Soybean futures faded though, mostly 19 to 21 cents lower through August of 23, and then mostly 13 to 14 cents lower with lower outside markets and weak crude oil futures. Calves and feeder cattle sold uneven last week, from $3 a hundredweight lower to $3 higher, amid a light pre-Labor Day offering, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. I had results at press time from just one trendable weekly Tuesday auction with much volume. Steer calves weighing more than 550 pounds and heifers at all weights sold $3 to $6 higher at Ozarks Regional Stockyards of West Plains, Missouri. Steers weighing less than 550 pounds sold $3 to $6 lower. There are 1,748 head on offer. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net.
Shh, hear that? It's a quiet, easy handling Hereford cow. That's right, no broken fences, no busted gates, no injured people. Herefords lead the way in the silent traits and fertility. Studies show they increase profitability by more than $51 per cow per year at the same time. That's real money and real results. Isn't it time for you to come home to Hereford? Learn more at hereford.org.
Major U.S. financial indices weakened Tuesday amid more investor squeamishness about rising interest rates and the slowing global economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 173 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 16 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 85 points. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME closed from a penny to 37 cents higher through the front six contracts. Agricultural producer sentiment increased in August, according to the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. The overall producer sentiment index rose 14 points to a reading of 117. It was driven by increases in both the index of current conditions, which rose 9 points to 118, and the index of future expectations, which climbed 16 points to 116. According to James Mintert, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture, producers in the August survey were less worried about their farm's financial situation than they were in July, although they remain concerned about a possible cost price squeeze. The Farm Financial Performance Index improved 11 points to a reading of 99, indicating more producers expect better financial performance for their operations. The rally in corn and soybean prices from July lows into mid-August helped explain some of the improved outlook, as did expectations for good yields. At the same time, producer uncertainty continues regarding the future cost of items purchased both for operations and family use. When asked about their biggest concerns for the next year, more than half of respondents chose higher input costs, followed by rising interest rates, input availability, and lower output prices. Approximately 4 out of 10 producers expect crop input prices in 2023 to be either unchanged or possibly decline by as much as 10% compared to this year. On the other hand, just over half of all producers surveyed expect input prices to rise from 1 to 20%. Also of note, 9% of respondents to the August survey said they've engaged in discussions with companies offering payments for carbon capture. That's the highest percentage since the question was first included in the survey. Of those who engaged in such discussions, 75% said the payment rate offered per metric ton of carbon was less than $20, and just 1% said they've signed a carbon contract. Respondents who engaged in discussions and chose not to sign a contract were asked the minimum payment per acre they would accept to enroll their farm in a carbon capture program. 2/3 of those respondents said the payment rate needed to be at least $30 per acre, suggesting that payment rates need to rise to encourage more participation in carbon capture programs. That's your cattle current market update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 7th of September. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.